Organize Me Radio, episode 32, The Organizing Genius. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is Lee McGee, and she is the owner of The Organizing Genius. Welcome, Lee.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I am so happy that you are joining us today. But first, I would love for you to tell everyone how you got your start in the organizing industry.
All right, great. So organizing has always been something that comes very natural to me. And a few years ago, my children's father became very ill and was no longer able to help me take care of them financially. So I knew I needed to do something to earn extra money. And just having a conversation with my cousin, and I asked her, what am I really good at that I can do that I don't have to punch a clock or be responsible? And she said, well, you're always good at, you know, making things neat, you know, maybe start maybe organizing closets. So I started off thinking I would only organize closets, and then it grew to everyone asking for everything to be organized, and just started going from there, and people started calling, and that's how I got into it, just on a side hustle, as you would.
Gotcha.
Turned into my main hustle.
Gotcha. Now, I love the name of your business. How did you come up with that?
So I can't take full credit for that. I would give that to Steve Jobs, which is the founder of Apple. I was hired as an Apple genius in 2011, and I did that for a few years. And when I started organizing, I would post in certain groups, and people would ask me, how did you come up with that? That was a great idea. I've never thought about that. And being organized by Lee McGee initially, I realized everyone was organized by somebody. Organized by Amy, organized by Lisa, organized by Kim. And of course, I didn't want to be lumped in with the organized bys. So I wanted to come up with a name that was very unique and different and spoke to who I identify as. I have taken a few IQ tests. They've always been very high, high 130s, 140s. So the organizing genius just came in with all of those factors. And that's how I came up with the name.
I love it. All right, girl, genius on our hands. Okay. So tell me about, you mentioned earlier that you started with closets. Is closets your specialty, or do you have a different specialty now? And do you have a specific method of organizing?
Well, I would like to think I specialize in everything. Now, what I do most is going to be pantries and closets. Those are the top things that we organize. Bathrooms would be, I would say, the least thing that we organize, but, you know, we get into bathrooms and everything. But if I would say there's something that I could do with my eyes closed that I don't get jitters about, it would be closets and pantries, because I've done so many of them.
Do you have a specific method that you use when you organize?
My method is kind of no method, because you can't really plan for a situation because they're so fluid. You know, there's never been the same pantry, never the same closet. So you just go in and you fully assess what's needed to find out what's best for them. I'll give you an example. We did an unpacking job. I call it my welcome home service. And welcome home could be a fresh move in or coming back from a renovation, which has been happening a lot lately. And she wasn't present. And I advised her, hey, we would really love for you to be home, but she couldn't be. She was out of town on business. So we started unpacking, and the coffee mugs went on the first shelf, and the wine glasses went up on the third shelf. And the client was like, well, I drink wine more than I drink coffee. You know, coffee is every now and then. So it's things like that, just learning to assess their everyday needs and placing things where they need to go. So my method is just assess, and I'm an analyst by profession. Mm-hmm. So I analyze everything, draw everything out, and then you shop and execute.
I love how you mentioned, you know, not everyone is the same, because there are some, you know, people in the industry that you use a one size fits all, but really that's not how it is. So I love that you mentioned that. But you also do custom closets and pantries and in other spaces, and you offer luxury services. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So the custom closets came as, wasn't done by, like, I didn't plan to start doing custom closets. It's just that you walk into closets that have already been built by, you know, the builder. You have one rod, two if you're lucky. Mm-hmm. And I started, you know, buying things from IKEA, getting my carpenter to start building like shoe shelves and stuff like that. And it just came to me that it would be best if I could just take this whole thing out, assess everything that needs to go back in here, and make a home for all of it. And also making them scalable. So if they were to, you know, relocate or anything like that, it could be easily changed out for the next homeowner coming in. So that's how I got into doing the custom closets and the luxury organizing. I don't know how that happened. You know, I definitely started off at Walmart and the Dollar Tree, you know, finding the best things on Amazon and Target. And then it just took that one customer to change that. It was just one. And then she told someone, and then that person hired, and then they told someone. And before you knew it, we were at the Container Store. We were at Williams Sonoma. We were shopping for the highest end products. And we just completed our first custom pantry. It's bright. Well, it's not bright. It's like a burnt orange and brown and brass are the base colors. And the client just said, hey, do whatever you want to do. I trust you. And so designing a pantry is a whole lot different from a closet, because you have to see how many kids there are. Do you allow them to get their snacks on their own?
Right.
Do you get for them? And so the luxury line, it just happened because word of mouth.
Gotcha.
Like I said, it takes one person, and it just spread like wildfire, because their friends started coming over. And you know how we do. We, you know, our friends have something nice, and we're like, where'd you get this? Oh, call the organizer. So that's how that started.
Now, I love that you mentioned that pantry that you did, because I love your Instagram, first of all. I love the stuff that you do. I saw that pantry. I love the color orange. Orange was one of my wedding colors. Burnt orange was like the main wedding color. So I saw that and I was like, this is so beautiful. So I would have to say, from your feed and your designs, I feel like that's my favorite out of your designs. But do you have a favorite?
You know, I do, but it is not out yet. So I would say my favorites up to now would have to be the Tamara Bradshaw closet. It's just exudes elegance and class and that high-end look that she really, really wanted. And I'm glad we were able to collab with her and get it executed. So when I show people my work, I go to that video a lot. So I would have to say that's my favorite. But there is a closet, so be on the lookout, that I am presenting to a client that is over the top.
And so you also travel with your business. How does that work out? How does that work out with your local clients, with your family? Tell me a little bit more about that, because I can't even imagine. I'd be exhausted. But how does it work for you?
So traveling is a lot of extra work, because you have to cross all of your T's and dot all of your I's. Usually it takes at least two visits. The initial visit to assess everything that's needed, you know, measure everything, take all the photos. And then you start sourcing and shopping for products and shipping things to their home. And then you go back and you spend, the longest we've spent out was 8 days. And that is a little bit hard, you know, but there's FaceTime, you can call your family. I have a good support system. My children are older, the youngest being 15. So my older son helps with the younger one, and my mom helps with the younger one. And then the local clients, like we are traveling next week for a week, the schedule just gets blocked off, and we schedule around that. And we set expectations that, hey, we're going to be gone the full last week of October. We'll be back the first week of November, and I've already booked like the first 3 weeks of November because people are like, you're always leaving us. And I'm like, no, Houston is my base. That is my home. I'm always going to do everything I can, but I'm getting calls, you know, out of the state. And, you know, I think what we do is special. It's much needed. There's not a lot of people like us organizers, and some of these little small towns like Las Vegas, New Mexico, not Nevada, Las Vegas, New Mexico, which is 2 hours up in the mountains from Albuquerque. And there's no one out there like us. Wow. So they brought us to organize a good bit of the home. So, but that's how it works. You plan like in like a vacation and let people know. Leaving on this day, I'll be back on this day. And then we try to let people know where we're going, that we'll be there. So if we have time, we can come and maybe organize something quick, you know, a junk drawer or under the bathroom, you know, cabinet, something like that when we're there.
So then what would you say are the benefits of traveling? And then do you have any challenges with it?
Yes, the benefits are, of course, seeing more places, getting the exposure out of your city, because ultimately I would like to grow the organizing genius into something more on a national scale. I have a few people in Atlanta already that are kind of ready to be Team Genius ATL. So that's the benefit of traveling and meeting so many people and just different foods and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like food. Coming from Houston, we're a multicultural city. Mm-hmm. So seeing, you know, places to go out and have a good time is great. The challenges is, you know, kind of how I mentioned earlier, planning. You can't come back tomorrow. You can't go run to the container store and grab a bin and come back. So in cases like New Mexico, being there for 6 days, there were some things she wanted that we could not get our hands on when it was time to go. There were some things that I discovered after I was gone that she wanted. So typically with that, I make a list. I give them a diagram or detailed instructions or a video call on how to implement those things in our absence.
So what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Anything that's see-through. Anything that's true. I mean, that's, you guys know, if it's acrylic, if it's glass, if it's high quality plastic, you know, if it's silicone, even I have clear screws, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Anything, yeah, clear screws, clear shelf holders, and out of the clear, Lazy Susan, hands down. Anything that's been around, like, you can't miss me with anything that spins. Especially there's one that's really big. It's 18 inch. I call it the wagon wheel. And it's great for that awkward space at the very top of like your stove combination, that top cabinet. Like we did one and we put the family's medication up there. And then each person got a name on each of the divided sections. So you can just spin to that person's section and grab their medication. So turntables and risers, like can risers, like anything that's like a stadium type seat, I like.
Love it. Okay. So can you also tell me, what is your greatest achievement?
Greatest achievement as a professional organizer, I have a lot of them, but the first one is starting. So many people want to do things and they just want to do things. They don't do things. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then I would say the biggest achievement, aside from starting, is expansion. Growing the business into multiple areas. So not just organizing items and things. Going into the retail market. We've organized 2 warehouses and a retail store. So. And the Closet Genius, I would say, is my baby. That is what I love to do. I took a few drafting and architectural classes in high school and a little bit in some early college. So I love drawing floor plans, structures, and building the closets is a big achievement for for me, especially the luxury line of closets is what I love. And being able to, I call it the galaxy. There's really no limit. We can put any floor you want, any wall treatment you want, any color you want. You want your floors, your shoes rising up out the floor. We can do it. You know, it's, I'm going to figure it out. So closet genius for sure.
I love it. Lee, thank you so much for joining me today. And can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Yes, thank you so much. So on my website, leemcgi.com, that's L-I-M-C-G-I.com, I have a bio about me. It talks about how I started as an adolescent. And then you can find me on Instagram. And if you want to know more about the Lee McGi, not just the organizer, you just watch my stories. That's where you'll see my love for exotic cats. I have three. My kids, I don't post often just because I'm one of those, I don't want my kids on social media parents.
Okay.
But I will put them on there every now and then. You'll see me out to eat. You'll see me at the Container Store. Oh, and that's another accomplishment I forgot to mention, becoming a brand ambassador for the store that feeds me. Mm. That is like, that's better than Nordstrom's. It's better than Saks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't even go in any of those stores without the Container Store. So to be chosen as one of their 20 brand ambassadors for the year was an honor. And I guess being recognized by my idol, we all have an idol. I have one. It is, of course, the Home Edit, being featured on their page and being on their website is a great thing. So yeah, those are the other achievements I forgot to mention when I said I had a bunch. Those are the other ones. Container Store, Home Edit, and yeah.
I love it. I am looking forward to seeing all the other things that you do because you are doing it, girl. And you are definitely someone that, you know, younger organizers just coming in, you know, really could look up to because, you know, your business is booming and I love watching it. And like I said, I'm a fan. I love looking at your Instagram and seeing all the beautiful spaces that you've organized.
Thank you so much. And, you know, mentioning young people, that is something that I want to do more of. I have a few under my wing right now, just two, one out in Atlanta and one here. And I've been asked several times about mentorship, shadowing, things like that. So hopefully next year, 2022, I will be able to carve out time that I can dedicate to knowledge transfer and helping spread what we do to other great organizers.
All right. Sounds good. Lee, thank you again so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you everyone for joining and make sure to tune in next time for an all new episode.